I'm with Nia Griffith, MP for Llanelli. Nia, the consultation on the school closures in Carmarthen shows going ahead during the pandemic. The consultation, the campaigners are claiming, hasn't looked equally at the benefits of maintaining and adapting a small school and sort of, you know, enlarging the building. When asked about the definition of what a 21st century school was, the business team simply said, it's bigger classrooms. Well, surely these bigger classrooms could be encompassed within the existing school in the community, couldn't it, to make it bring it up to a 21st century school?
Well, I think that Carmarthenshire County Council needs to remember what the Welsh Government legislation is on this, that they actually have to make the case for closing the school rather than the other way around. And so they do need to look very carefully at what they're suggesting. But the big concern I've got at the moment is the fact that in pandemic situations, when the school is closed, when many parents are under pressure because they're juggling childcare and jobs and perhaps dealing with elderly relatives as well as lots of worries they've got themselves about COVID going forward, there hasn't been the space.
Business team were asked by campaigners about what a 21st century school was and why they were saying that Manadgarig wasn't a 21st century school. And they simply said it's there are bigger classrooms. That's essentially what it is. The consultation hasn't really looked equally at the benefits of maintaining and adapting the small school. It hasn't featured in its business plan. It's also devoid of a pedagogical study into the unique community that the school will serve. Asked about why this was going ahead during a pandemic, they said it was because the business team were back in their positions, having been redirected elsewhere for the pandemic. But by that logic, the campaigners said, the pandemic must be over for you, but it's certainly not over for us.
At the moment, everybody, of course, is very much concerned about the pandemic. Many parents are juggling all sorts of different responsibilities at home. And with the schools closed for the entire period of the consultation, there is no opportunity for parents to meet informally and to discuss some of the issues. And online communication is fine, but you can only really do that with people you already know or make very short comments. So I think there's a real case for the county to first and foremost extend the consultation period, and secondly, to have a real dialogue with the community and to find out such things as, why is it that some parents living in the village don't have children in the school? Well, it's because they can start at three in other places, whereas they haven't been able to start at three in Manadgarig school itself. And so perhaps if you start somewhere, that will influence where you carry on. So it isn't as simple as saying X number of parents take their children elsewhere. The other thing I think they need to look at is, of course, the geography. And also they need to look at the number of new houses that are being built in the area and think of whether their projections are in fact up to date and what perhaps might be the situation going forward. So that dialogue needs to be held in depth with the parents so that they really do explore the concerns and the considerations and the possible third ways forward that might be proposed. You know, the federation that was working with Trimsaren School, for example, shows that there's an experience there within Manadgarig School for looking at that type of arrangement. And so really what needs to happen now is a proper exercise where that dialogue takes place rather than we've come to convince you attitude, which I think is what the parents feel this has become.
The council have stated, you'd be a fee with a business plan. It has to have facts, figures, financials, and so on. The council have stated that the building hasn't been surveyed in 10 years, but they cite the cost of the repair of that building as the reason to close the school in the plan. We've seen no figures to support this. When asked, they said, well, inspections do take place, not surveys, but inspections. And again, if this is the case, that inspections have taken place, why has the school been allowed to fall into disrepair? These are the kind of questions the campaigners are asking and not getting answers to.
Well, I think if the county wants to have the confidence of the parents, then this is the sort of information that they need to share. They need to be upfront and honest. And parents would appreciate that a lot more than perhaps being treated and feeling as if they're an afterthought.
The business plan that has been presented is woefully lacking in detail. And it is a business plan. It, as I said, it doesn't take into account the fact that the under threes don't have a say in this. The three-year-old and under threes don't have a say in this. They weren't promised a kilch at the new school. If the under threes were taken into account as future stakeholders in the school, would you be prepared to submit a request for the full detail of that business plan, that case they are submitting, which, by the way, also omits the safe routes to school, the safety issues that the parents are concerned by, the councillor saying, oh, we will address that issue once the business plan has been submitted. But surely the safety element should be within that business plan as well. It shouldn't really be called a business plan. It should be called a study of the, you know, the potential future of the school, shouldn't it?
I think there are two things here. I think firstly, where parents are asking for information and more information, then clearly it would be in the authorities' interest to share that information as transparently as they possibly can, so that, you know, everyone can have a proper discussion based on the facts. But the other side of it is also that they do need to be asking the parents. They do need to be asking the parents those questions. Why? As to, you know, what do they want for future years to come? Why have, you know, this, that and the other decision been made up till now? What is the situation? One minute we hear the kirch might be moving to the new school. The next minute we're told there isn't room for it. I mean, this is the sort of thing which destroys trust. And what we need now is a lot more time to have all those conversations and to get a true picture of exactly where we are with the school going forward.
Should the school close, which is what the campaigners really are fighting against, they've asked again. I mean, this is just a campaign question, really. They have asked what the school is worth. What will it cost to repair before it's sold, if it does close? And then what will it be used for when it is sold and closed? Are they legitimate questions? Do the community have a right to ask those questions to the council? And are they obliged, as elected representatives and employees of the public purse, to answer those questions?
Well, absolutely. A few years ago, I did put in a Freedom of Information request as to what had actually happened to a number of the school buildings since they had closed. And we found that, sadly, many of them still had not found new purposes, still had not been sold on. So quite clearly, they were still a drain on the public purse. There was still a responsibility, a liability to the council if any damage occurred and so forth. So it is a valid question, and it's certainly a valid question in terms of future finances. And costs that need to be set against other costs, isn't it?
What is your involvement now? What's the kind of path you're taking with the campaigners? Have you sort of organised anything, arranged anything to hear their views and to speak to them?
Yes, I shall be meeting them on Thursday evening this week, and obviously take things from there. Because, you know, first and foremost, I've met a couple of them, but first and foremost is to hear their views, hear their say. And then we can decide what we do next.